Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of my podcast, Explore and Engage with Anam. I would like to talk about what's happening in the city of Chicago. I've talked about the border crisis before. I've talked about the migrant crisis that our country is experiencing. And let me share with you some updates from the city of Chicago. The city of Chicago is a sanctuary city. The liberal leaders of the city of Chicago, they proudly labeled Chicago as a sanctuary city. And what's happening as a result is that as foreign nationals are crossing the U.S.-Mexico border to enter the United States, they are going to sanctuary city Chicago. Many of them are going to sanctuary city Chicago looking for housing, looking for shelter. And now the city has started to realize that it's not easy to be called a sanctuary city because migrants are really showing up in the city of Chicago looking for sanctuary. And now the city is running out of options. The city cannot find enough housing for these migrants. And so there was a proposal that was put forward, and the proposal was to house hundreds of migrants at Wilbur Wright College in Chicago. At Wilbur Wright College, it was reported that up to 400 migrants could be housed at Wilbur Wright College. And when that proposal came out, there was a meeting at Wilbur Wright College. And in that meeting, many residents from the area came and they voiced their strong opposition. The residents from the area, many of them, made it very clear that they do not want migrants to be housed at Wilbur Wright College. In spite of strong opposition, this proposal moved forward, and the people were told that migrants would be housed at Wilbur Wright College starting June 1st. But guess what happened? Even before the June 1st date arrived, migrants started arriving at Wilbur Wright College. And based on a news report that I saw, migrants started arriving at Wilbur Wright College on May 28. That's Sunday of the long Memorial Day weekend. Migrants started arriving on May 28, but the people in the area were told that migrants would be housed at Wilbur Wright College starting June 1st. And naturally, many residents from the area are even more upset because now they are wondering whether the city provided the people with inaccurate information. That's the concern. Why were they told that migrants would be housed there from June 1st? And then people later found out that migrants started arriving early. They started arriving on May 28. The next question, obviously, is how long will the migrants stay in that college? How long will the migrants be housed at Wilbur Wright College? Now, the city informed the residents in the area that this is temporary housing, that this is not a permanent housing solution, and that the migrants would be housed at Wilbur Wright College for the summer, summer only. But naturally, the residents from the area are now wondering if this is really a short-term housing plan or whether this may end up being a long-term housing arrangement. Is it possible that the migrants could be housed at Wilbur Wright College well beyond summer? Could they be there for several months? Is it possible? I don't know the answer, my friends. If you have any thoughts, share with me. Go to tasifanam.net, send me a message. Let me know what you think. Share with me your thoughts and comments. Okay, my friends, now let me talk about a different point, but it pertains to the same issue. There is a proposal that the city council in Chicago is going to be voting on, and they are going to be voting on it reportedly later today. And what's that plan? The plan is to allocate $51 million for the migrants, to provide the migrants with various services, $51 million. And where is that money going to come from? The money will come from the pockets of the taxpayers. It's being reported that there are surplus funds and $51 million would be allocated for the migrants. Now, this has not been finalized, and so this is the proposal that the city council will be voting on later today. But think about it, $51 million, that's a huge sum of money. And this is coming straight from the pockets of the taxpayers. So my question for the people of Chicago, do you support this proposal? Are you ready to allocate $51 million to help the migrants? Share with me your thoughts. Go to tossifanam.net. Send me a message. You can also find me on social media. Connect with me and let me know what you think. And I will wait to see how the city council votes, whether they vote to approve this proposal or whether this proposal does not get approved. And the vote reportedly is going to take place later today. And so I will wait to see the result of this vote. And then in future episodes, I will talk more about this issue. So this is all I have for today's episode. Thank you for continuing to listen to my podcast. And as always, connect with me, send me a message, share with me your thoughts. And I hope to be back again with a new episode very soon. Thank you.